Welcome to Weston's Sermon Podcast of the Week. We are so glad you've joined us today. If you have been encouraged by our ministry and would like to support us financially, you can do so at westonroadchurch.com/give. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope you enjoy this week's message.
Good morning. I want to, if any of the worship team is still in here, I want to just mention to them that a thank you. You know, it's been, I don't know how long since I've been brought to tears during worship, but that happened today. And so I just want to thank you for that. If that's all that happened, that was worth it for me. I was a little nervous coming in this morning, mostly because you don't know anybody and you're not sure how it's going to go. And beforehand, I thought, you know, it's so easy to make friends nowadays online, right? Like on Facebook or something like that. I have thousands and thousands of friends on Facebook. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll try the Facebook approach to it, and I'll just stand at the door when you come in. And then, so you'll be like scrolling by me, and I'll just show you random pictures of food that I ate yesterday, or, you know, the movie that I saw, or the restaurant that I went to, and I would show you pictures of my kids, of course, because I'm a proud dad. And then I thought, you know, it would be even funnier if I just listened to your conversations and picked up a word or two, and, you know, just gave you a thumbs up, whether I support what you're saying, or a hug if I, you know, loved what you were saying or something like that. But I think this is what made me laugh the most driving here this morning, is I thought about Facebook has this thing called the poke. I don't know if any of you have ever used it before. It's been there since the beginning, but the poke is the most awkward thing on social media because it's just somebody poke. You just get a notice that so-and-so poked you. There's no description of what, not like, hi, how you doing, or hey, I saw you yesterday, or how you doing. Like, I don't know what they're saying. All you know is that they poked you. So could you imagine as you walked in this morning, I just poked every third or fourth person as you went by. And luckily, we can rely on our interactions rather than our Facebook way. And I still was nervous, and I came in and saw some friends of mine who decided to come today. And as soon as I walked in here, I felt the Lord's Spirit, and he said, they asked me if I was nervous, and I got great clarity in that moment, and I said to him, well, this morning I'm just playing for an audience of one. And it makes me think, I was watching in awe the gentleman behind the shield, and I'm sure that that's there for sound purposes, to make it sound perfect, which it did. But I looked at it and I thought, that's a bit of an analogy for our lives. I think that sometimes we feel like we're behind these shields, and yet God will just say, if you play your own music, I will still hear you. You know, and that others can't be but blessed to also still hear you. Even though he was behind that, I could still enjoy his talent, still enjoy that music coming through. I put this up here. You see all the letters behind my name. I've been playing this game for a while. I speak in a lot of different organizations and places around the world. And I just started, I don't know why, a couple years ago, adding random letters after my name. And I just wanted to see if anybody would ever say anything. And I feel like because I'm in church, I have to come clean. So the beacon, the first ones are legitimate. They're Bachelor of Kinesiology, which is a study of the science of the human body. Doctor of Acupuncture, Doctor of Chiropractic. FICPA is a fellow of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. But I'm particularly fond of the last one. So the last one probably gives you an insight as to what I'm like. And the last one stands, I used this last week in New Orleans and nobody picked up on it. They're like, look at all the letters. It stands for, his mom is very proud of him. So that's, this is my tribe. These are, I am blessed and highly favored. I have a person named Myrtle. When she comes to get adjusted, I love when she comes to get adjusted because she fills the office with the Holy Spirit. And she's just so you have the visual, she describes herself as a loud, black southern woman. That's how she describes herself. So you can picture her, and I say, Myrtle, how's it going? And she makes sure everybody in the room says, hears her say, I am blessed and highly favored. And she goes through, and then she makes sure, and then people, she wants them to be like us experiencing the drummer, that they get a chance to experience what she is, what she's like, and what it's like to be blessed. My wife Suzanne, my four children Jessica, Jackson, Jordan, and Jacob. When they were born, the kids. How many people here have children? Okay. When the kids are born, we have no problem seeing it as God's creation. But sometimes we struggle with adults. You know, some of us struggle just looking in the mirror. You struggle to see the perfection in yourself when you look in the mirror. And, you know, the scripture says that I'm made in God's image. And we don't have that problem seeing that in a newborn, right? So a newborn, you think about it, you get a half a cell for you. You get a half a cell came from your mom, right? And a half a cell came from, well, I hope it was your dad, right? And those two half cells come together. And 9 months later, you have 9 organ systems, right? 70 trillion cells, 22 inches and 8 pounds of pure miracle, right? And what do we say when we see a baby? What does everybody say when they see a newborn? What do they say? Aww. Isn't that what we say? Aww. That's what we say. And my job as a Christian is to see Jesus and other people. My job as a Christian doctor, because if you're a Christian, is it possible that you're ever misunderstood? Is that possible? Well, take a profession like chiropractic. Everybody's had all kinds of different ideas about what chiropractic is. It's probably one of the most misunderstood healthcare professions. And so imagine being a Christian chiropractor. Nobody knows what you do or what you stand for. It's true. So I'll be really clear. I see it, my job as a doctor is to see the perfection in the person in front of me. To see that they were designed to function, heal, and recreate from above down, inside out, from womb to tomb. That perfection is there from the beginning. That breath of life that breathed life into them doesn't leave you when you grow up. It doesn't. Think about it right now. Without you thinking about it, your heart is beating to keep you alive. Your lungs are breathing. You don't have to think about that. Today you made brand new spleen cells, adrenal cells, and thymus cells. And you don't even have to know what the thymus gland is to make them. That's the truth. Your eyeballs, when you bend over, your eyeballs, they don't fall out of your eye. They're just the right size. All of this perfection takes place when you are created, and it stays with you throughout your life. If I am made in God's image, if I am made with perfection, one of the things that I see as a doctor is that taking care of this flesh suit that God gave me is a form of worship. It's a form of saying thank you. It's a form of saying I'm grateful. You gave your son. Imagine you were giving a gift to somebody, okay? And the cost of the gift to you was one of your children. And then you got to watch how that person handled the gift that you gave them. How would you feel if they mistreated that gift? If they had all the tools available to take care of the gift, but they made choices not to take care of it? I know how I would feel. And so what I want to do today is I want to restore the awe. I want you to be in a position where you say, you know what? I am fantastic. You know what? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what? There are things going inside of me at all times without me having to think about it, because that's the way that God designed me. And I'm going to go through some things in here. They're pretty cool. Well, we'll start with this one. There's approximately 9,000 taste buds on your tongue, which means you are designed to enjoy food. So that doesn't mean automatically I'm saying everybody should be eating plain old salads and carrot sticks all the time. No, you were designed to enjoy food. Your lungs, they contain 1,500 miles of airways and over 300 million what they call alveoli. They're these air sacs inside of you. And every minute you breathe 13 pints of air without you ever, ever having to really think about it, except for the person who's struggling. right? They say the person who has their health has all the dreams in the world, right? And the person who doesn't have their health has but one dream, right? And that's to get their health back. We realize that without our health, we can't do everything that God designed us to do. It's true. Eye muscles are the busiest muscles in the body. Scientists estimate they may move more than 100,000 times a day. That's why people, as an example, who have a concussion, they want them to not watch TV because it causes so many nerve responses inside their brain, they cannot relax it, right? 100,000 times a day. An adult heart pumps nearly 4,000 gallons of blood every single day without you ever having to think about it. Are you starting to get some awe? Because I can tell you, so 1993, 2000, so 25 years of studying the human body in intricate detail, and I'm a bit of a book nerd, so I read and I read and I read, and I'm a research guy, and we don't know anything. We don't know anything. We can't build one cell. We can't even put together the ingredients for a cell, let alone make 70 trillion of them and make them work together. Make them cooperate together for the good of the entire being. We can't do that. The body of an adult contains over 60,000 miles of blood vessels, right? So they say, like, if you took all of the blood vessels in your body and you took them out and you laid them end to end, okay, you would die. You're going to have to laugh back there. It doesn't get any better than that. But yeah, so strung out end-to-end, your blood vessels would circle the globe 2.5 times. That's all inside of you in a chronic state of rebuilding and renewing. I want you to see the awe. I want you to think about these things. If you don't think that you are perfect and designed with perfection, my goal is to see some of the inside work here today, to understand that all of these things, which we take for granted, really. We take for granted until it's not there. These are all gifts from above down. The human body contains about 26 feet of intestines, right? The small intestine is about 21 feet long, and the large bowel or the large intestine is about 5 feet long, all inside of us. Nerve signals. So that's, most people know that the brain controls the body through the nerves, and this, you know, the main part of the nerves runs through your back, through your spinal cord. Those signals, they travel at about 350 feet per second. 350 feet per second, right? The spinal cord, it's a thick bundle of nerves which run down the center of the spine. So God gave us this central communication pathway to connect everything. So that if your eyes were closed and I kicked you in the toe, you would know instantly, right? But there are other things that go through that. As an example, how does your body know the difference between a hamburger and a salad, other than the 9,000 taste buds, other than that part? Do you know that when you smell food, your body, you ever get smell food and get hungry? Yeah. Ever get that? When you smell food, your body already, your brain instantly recognizes what kind of food it is and is releasing the specific enzymes required to digest that exact kind of food. So if you smell a steak on the barbecue, you release different enzymes than if you smell bread baking or a pie baking. All intelligently designed. That's why they say if you have digestive difficulties, take some time smelling your food first. Right? Because your body prepares with how to digest it. It's amazing. Awe, right? Awe. Unlike other body cells, brain cells don't necessarily regenerate. Once they're damaged, they're not necessarily replaced. Or at least that's what we have thought. Recent research shows that we now know that we can at least use stem cells to help regenerate it. So stem cells, what is a stem cell? A stem cell is a cell that can become any other cell. In fact, you started as a stem cell. Think about it. Think about the fact that you start with a cell, and then all of a sudden one day, this group of cells turns into cardiac cells. And a couple days later, this group of cells turns into intestinal cells. And a couple days later, this group of cells turns into muscle cells. a stem cell can become anything with that spark of life behind it. At peak performance, your nose can tell the difference between 4,000 and 10,000 different smells. And in fact, it's intimately wired into your brain. Has anybody ever smelled something and had a memory? Right? If I smell, I can still smell. My grandmother passed away, and it's been probably 15 years before her death that she was cognitively able to prepare them. But I can still smell her strawberry shortcake that she made at Christmas. Like, if I, when I think about it, I can smell it. And right now I'm releasing some digestive enzymes that make me want to devour it. I will be hungry soon. This one's a little bit gross. You're likely to shed about 40 pounds of skin in a lifetime. That's kind of gross. But, I mean, that's what a lot of dust is, right? I mean, you lose these skin cells, and then you kind of vacuum yourself up the next day, right? But why don't you ever see the bones or muscles underneath? And the reason is because you are every moment rebuilding millions of new cells. Every moment. As controlled by that spark of life inside of you. Every moment. On that note, if you are every moment building new cells, health is a very simple math equation. You're made up of trillions of cells. You're going to lose a couple million today. Okay? If you replace those couple million with a couple million that are better than the ones that died off, then you are overall building a healthier body. Do you get that? So that's what happens when you have a renewed commitment to fitness, going to the gym, eating healthy, etc. Your body rebuilds itself healthier than it was before. Of course, the opposite is true as well, is that if you replace the cells that you have with ones that aren't as healthy as the ones that you had, then of course you are building sickness and illness. Has anybody here ever been on a cruise? What's the food like on a cruise? It's pretty good, right? What do they say on a cruise? You arrive like a guest, but you leave like luggage. Right? Is that you put on all this weight. So if you ate like you do on a cruise throughout your life, you would continue to replicate cells that are less healthy than the ones before. But here's the good news, is that there's always a chance to change that, because every single day, with awe, you build millions of new ones. You get a renewed chance, moment to moment, day after day, which means it's never too late to start doing things that are healthy for you. But unfortunately, it also means that it's always too early to stop doing things that are healthy for you, right? I meet people all the time that I say, are you an athlete? They say, I was in high school. I say, how long ago was high school? And it was 1, 2, 3, or 4 decades prior. Sadly, the exercise you did in high school doesn't last till today. Otherwise, we would all still have the ripped abs, right? The optic nerve, which connects the brain to the eye, okay, so the optic nerve, has 1.2 million nerve fibers in it. It's amazing, just for us to be able to see things. A nerve cell can transmit 1,000 nerve impulses or messages every single second. Think about that. You have trillions of nerves inside your body, right? Billions of nerve cells. Let's just stick to the optic ones we just did. 1.2, right? Million nerve cells. Sending 1,000 messages a second. How many emails can you handle at once? That's what it is, 1,000 messages a second. And with an incredible level of awe and respect, your brain can handle those, respond to those, and for you, it's just what you do. It's amazing. In 1 square inch of skin, there's 4 yards of nerve fibers, 1,300 nerve cells, 100 sweat glands, 3 million cells, and 3 yards of blood vessels all intertwined into just 1 square inch of skin. Keep doing it. Except for your brain cells, 50 million of the cells, well, there you go, will have died and been replaced with others while you have been reading this sentence. 50 million. Now, I don't know who counted, but 50, even if it's anywhere close, you have 50 million chances per 10 seconds or whatever to create new healthy cells. Do you know how many things have to go right in order for that to happen? How many things have to go right? You know, scientists have discovered 500 different functions just for the liver alone. I mean, most people, they don't know anything really about the liver. They know it might filter stuff. They know that, you know, if you drink too much, it might stress it out or whatnot, but they don't necessarily know what it is. 500 different functions in the liver itself. Your body, do you know that your body can actually make more drugs than all the known drugs in the world? And that's a lot of drugs, right? Your body can actually make more than those. In fact, most of the medications in the world, they're specifically designed to mimic what your body can already make. That's what they're trying to do, right? A human heart beats approximately 40 million times a year. When I'm around my wife, it beats a little bit higher than that. Sure, I like my wife. She's awesome. The average weight of a male brain is 3.2 pounds. Now, what's interesting is the men in this room are going, really? I thought it would have been higher than that. And the women in this room are just waiting for the slide that shows the female brain. Or they think this is a gross overestimation. So, being a happily married man, I am smart enough to completely skip that. About 440 gallons of blood flow through your kidneys every day. I hope you have a state of awe. I hope you have maybe a renewed state of awe or a clearer state of awe. And I could go on for hours, and I'm not going to on this particular topic, just giving you examples like this. The truth is that we were designed to function, heal, and recreate from above down, inside out. That's how we were designed. That's how the body works. And when we look at healthcare, one of the challenges in healthcare is we examine too often what goes wrong. Right? Like if you wanted to be rich, would you study the habits of a bunch of poor people? If you wanted to be super fit with big muscles, would you study the habits of people who have no muscle at all? One of the biggest challenges in healthcare is that I think we're asking a lot of the wrong questions and that we're not going, well, it's perfect. So let's find out what's going right in the person who's remaining perfect and find out ways to replicate that. This is the challenge. So in the scientific world, one of the things that we're trying to do is trying to find new ways to just literally raise money to pay to study healthy people. Because unfortunately, you know, the way our scenario is set up now is that most of it comes from the other side, is studying sick people. It's asking the wrong questions. It's not remembering this. You know, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. I would like to suggest that in this room, there's no room for guilt. Because whenever I speak to people about health, invariably people are either healthy and they're super pumped to hear the message, or they've been making a bunch of decisions that are inconsistent with being healthy, and they start to feel either they don't like what I'm saying, or they're just, or they start to feel bad about the choices they've been making. Can I suggest that in this house there is no room for guilt? Can I suggest that in this room, I heard it already today, that it is a message of hope, that it is a message of healing, that it is a message of, yes, being aware of what's behind us, but also looking forward. I love that message. And so if I'm saying, okay, I'm aware of where I am now, but looking forward, I have 50 million chances every 10, 15 seconds to make a difference. And having dealt with hundreds of thousands of patients, so I think that I can speak from a position of authority. I personally have passed 500,000 patient visits. So if you do something 500,000 times, I think you at least deserve the opportunity to be heard, because you can see patterns. And I'll tell you about a pattern that I see. I see a pattern that nobody's perfect. I'm sorry to break that news to you. Nobody's perfect. So even if today, you make a decision to do things differently, know in advance that you might not be perfect tomorrow, or the day after, or the day after that, or one day 3 weeks from now when it's your friend's 50th birthday party and you're all out. What doesn't matter, whatever it is. But the amazing part is that we always have a chance to be renewed, like literally, physically renewed on the inside. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Does anybody believe that? Am I the only person in this house that believes that? Then I want you just to look and ask if your decisions about your health have been consistent with being fearfully and wonderfully made. If your decisions are a giant thank you for the gift of that you've been given. And if not, not guilt, just opportunity, that you see an opportunity to make change. No matter where you are, no matter what your starting point is. I have patients whose lone goal it is to be able to just get out of the chair and walk across the room with comfort. And I have other patients whose goal it is to run a sub 10-minute 100-meter dash, or 10, yeah, you should be better than 10 minutes on 100-meter dash, 10-second 100-meter dash. Everybody has different starting points. But there are four laws that have to do with farming that apply to the body. And I married into a farming family, and so this resonates with me. Anybody here from a farming family? So just the three of us, okay. So we have the four laws of farming. And when you think about your health, I want you to think about this. So the first one is you always reap what you sow. In farming, you do not plant corn seeds and get hay. And while that sounds incredibly obvious, the truth is that I see people being frustrated all the time about not being able to enjoy the fruit of the seed they never planted. Right? I look in the mirror, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't have the energy, I'm not willing to do what it takes to get that, but I'm just going to be frustrated anyways. You cannot allow yourself to realistically be frustrated about not being able to enjoy the fruit of seeds you have chosen not to plant. So you will always reap what you sow. Number two is the truth as well. You will always reap in proportion to how much you sow. If I plant one corn seed, I cannot have 350 acres of corn expected the next season. I need to plant seed, plant seed, plant seed. But here's the challenge. Whether it be in outreach for the church, whether it be in our health and wellness, whether it be in whatnot, most people plant walking backwards. And we plant like this. We plant like this, and we're just looking. We're just like waiting for the harvest, waiting for the harvest, waiting for the harvest. When really what we're designed to do is plant with a full understanding that God designed us very specifically to respond, and that harvest will come up. The farmer doesn't plant the seed and then sit there waiting for it to come. He has to rely on God to do his part. So when I look at planting the seeds walking backwards, what that's saying is I don't entirely trust. And then, here's the catch, we start to see harvest. And then we want to spend some time over here showing people our harvest, right? So has anybody ever lost weight and then found it again? Right? Had a habit, lost a habit, right? I've reached a desired weight. I fit into the desired dress, the desired, pants, the desired dress jacket, whatever it is. And so the laws of farming are such that you always have to be planting. You rarely, if ever, reap harvest in the same season that you sow. Is anybody here married to somebody who's impatient? What I love is where hands went up, where hands went up, and then they looked to see if their spouse's hand was up. That was awesome. That was the best right there. You have to have some patience. You're building 50 million new ones on a regular basis, but you're made up of 70 trillion cells. Eating one good meal is not going to make the difference, but it makes a difference. Right? Understand that real lasting change will take you months to years. It'll take you months to years. That doesn't mean months before you feel better or more energetic. I have people that we, you know, that right away they feel better. But that doesn't mean that they're entirely renewed or totally new on the inside. It's something that takes time. So give yourself a little bit of grace and understand that it takes time. It's not a race. It's not a race, right? And then the fourth one, and this is the one that no matter what you do, you still rely on God to play his role. The farmer, he can plant the seeds, he can till the soil, he can even water it and not really rely on the rain, but he can't make the sunshine. He can't even make the soil, right? When you exercise, like if I exercised, right, and I was lifting, let's say I was curling like 300 pounds. Since we're making up a story, we might as well make it good, right? So let's say I'm doing that, and I do it with my right arm, okay? And my body is going to respond to that, right? The way God designed you was to respond to stressors that come into the body. So that's a stress on the body, and the internal dialogue inside is that that was difficult. If I'm ever going to come up against that again, I better build more muscle. So the next time that your brain sees protein, it sends a message along the nerve centers to that area to take it to that area so that it takes the protein and builds new muscle cells in that area. Like you don't do curls with your right arm and your left big toe gets bigger. It's very specific, right? Your body is designed magnificently. You should have a state of awe about that. And so you rely, though, on God's part. When you put some healthy food into your body, you're relying on the digestive system to be able to even assimilate it. When you exercise, you're relying on the body to respond in the way that you build up. Has anybody ever exercised? Maybe you hadn't done it in a while and you did something strenuous. Did you ever feel it the next day? Right? That's your body talking to you saying, okay, today slow down. Because today, I'm going to create you anew in that area. I got something special for you, and I'm remaking that area so that if you're ever going to do that again, you're more prepared. Now, if your body doesn't get that stress after a while, your body says, well, I no longer need that extra muscle there, and so it will take it away. You ever heard of use it or lose it? It's the truth. It is the truth. I hope that everybody here has a renewed sense of awe about the gift that they've been given, a renewed sense of possibility about what could happen tomorrow, a renewed sense of maybe responsibility, and a renewed sense of understanding that how you take care of this has a lot to do with how much you say thank you to God for the gift of this earth suit. I'm gonna ask you for a favor. And I'm going to end with this. Every Sunday, and likely maybe more often than that if you expose yourself to speakers and whatnot, you'll hear things that inspire you or make you think. Is that possible that that happens on a regular basis in this church? Okay. Is it possible that you sometimes allow it to just be a jacuzzi experience? Right? The difference between a jacuzzi experience and a pivotal experience is what? A jacuzzi experience is you get in and it's awesome. It's enjoyable while you're there. You liked it. Maybe there was something neat. Oh, that was a fun slide. I like that joke, or I like that song. It really sounded good. But when you get out of the jacuzzi, you are not fundamentally changed. That change happens as a result of a decision, right? So when you hear a message on Sundays, you have an option to say, I'm different as a result of that. I mean, well, I don't know the math, but while we were here today, you built, I don't know how many hundred million, thousands of million, how many new cells we made. And I can tell you that science shows that you rebuild healthier cells in the presence of positivity than in the presence of negativity. That your body will rewire in the presence of positivity. We did a research study one time measuring blood cells under a microscope, and the response of blood cells to music, the response of blood cells to, and so worship music, top, Amazing Grace was the number one thing that created a total formation of blood cells. I don't know that that's a surprise to anybody, is it? Right? We took pictures of people. People who everybody knows as bad people, pictures of Jesus, pictures of Mother Teresa, and we put them in envelopes so people didn't know which one they were holding. And then we had it around water, and they were holding a water, and they drank that water, and then they took samples of that, and they put it under a microscope and saw that the water crystals assimilated completely differently based on the energy associated with the person's picture inside that envelope. What I'm saying is that while you're here, you're creating healthier cells. When you surround yourself with Jesus, you're creating healthier cells. When you give thanks, you're creating healthier cells. Bit by bit by bit, we're creating healthier cells. And you have a choice of how you spend your time. You have a choice of how you, what actions you take outside of this here today, just like every single Sunday. My prayer for you today is that that choice is that it's, I'm different. I'm moving forwards. Not, I feel guilty about what I've done or haven't done, or thinking about doing, or whatever the case is. Not, I'm worried about what's happened in the past, but that from here, right now, in this moment today, every time that you are here, you are building yourself healthier. You're building yourself healthier spiritually, and I can confirm that you're building yourself healthier physically. Use that and understand the power of that to move yourself to a higher state of health and wholeness, and be like the guy behind the glass, the person that the people in your life, they cannot ignore the presence of Jesus in your life. They hear it, they see it, they smell it because of who you are and who you are becoming. Is it okay if I pray? Father God, thank you for this time here today. God, thank you for the abilities of everybody in this room to function, heal, and recreate. Thank you for the opportunity that you provide to us to build new healthy cells day in and day out. Thank you for giving us this earth suit to be able to enjoy life to its fullest. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to have choice. Thank you for the privilege of choice, God. And give us the strength to choose the things that move us towards a higher state of health and wholeness, and move us towards holding you as a higher priority, and understanding that we can worship you, we can honor you, we can give you thanks by the small decisions that we make every day with respect to our body. Father, help us make this a pivotal experience. If we are struggling with commitment, if we are struggling with following through on the things we know we need to do, God, help me see the ways to make it consistent. God, help me see the ways to honor you so that we can find a new breath every day, that we can find a new sense of life, a new sense of direction. And when all of the things in our life pull us in all directions, Father God, help us see our true north. Help us understand that you are there cheering us on. You are there rooting for us to make the decisions. You gave us the gift of the ability to choose. Help me choose what it is that is good and pleasing to you, God. In your son's name, I would say, amen. Thank you.
And what a great word this morning, a lot of information. But I pray that the jacuzzi illustration is a good one for me. I just want to share one thing before we dismiss. I remember it was kind of at the beginning, you know, like New Year's, around right New Year's, I walked into the office and he loves to ask, how are you? Like, what do you got going on this week? And I remember he said, any goals for this new year? And I said, to lose weight. He asked me a question, and I've shared this once before here. He said, great, how are you going to do that? And I was like, well, you know, like exercise, like didn't have a clue, really. I just knew that this was something desirable. But he said, try to just break it down into simple steps that you can take every week so that you can see the progress in the long run. It didn't work. This was last year, I think, all of 2017. I had the gym membership, but I never went. And this year is very different for me, as you can tell, perhaps. And some of you know kind of the journey I've been on with my health. But I'll never forget, it was about a month ago when I walked into his office, and he said, you're looking good now. And just hearing him say that, I know that I done good. and it's true. It's those pivotal moments that enable us, and it takes effort and commitment. It's not easy, but I can be proof that once you commit to it, you actually feel the energy, the strength return, because I thought, like, I didn't care really. I would sleep little, survive on coffee. I was overweight, and I've shed about 35 pounds to date, and I can simply say I feel amazing. So thank you for coming to church. We're better together, as we've heard this morning, and remember, this is the temple, and we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we have a great message to pass on to everyone that we encounter, not even with words, just through how God created us. Amen. Would you stand to your feet as we close in prayer? I'm so grateful for having you, Dr. Ryan. And Weston, I pray that you take to heart what you've heard. With your permission, can we post this on the sermon podcast? With your permission. So we'll do that. Some of you will need a reminder maybe by next week or so. So make sure that you check it out. You could find it on westonroadchurch.com for those of you that want to know, or in iTunes or Spotify. But let's pray as we commit this now to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. Lord, I thank you for the message that we've heard. Lord, I pray that the sense of awe has been restored to each and every person. And Father, no matter the state of our present condition, I thank you, Lord, that we can stand in awe of who you are and your ability. And Father, you've given us a responsibility to look after this temple that you called a temple. And so, Father, I pray that as we leave this place, it wouldn't just be a jacuzzi experience like we heard. But God, this is a pivotal moment for each and every one of us that we can make good decisions from this point forward. And so, Father, I thank you. In this week, I pray that you would give us divine opportunity, divine appointments to share what you've been doing in our lives and in our church. Father, to make a difference in our world. God, you've given us and you've called us the light of the world. So I pray that we wouldn't hide it, but we would let everyone know. And so, God, we thank you. Bless our week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit accompany us on our way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sermon of the Week. God wants to work in your life, and we want to hear it. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing amen@westonroadchurch.com. Thanks again for joining us. We hope listening to this week's message has equipped you to be the light wherever you go.